Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, this has obviously been a topic for quite a while now, but maps and redistricting and all of that surrounds it can be very confusing to many. So we thought it would be a good idea to get our Ohio Secretary of State on our WHBC newsline so we can talk about it a little bit. And we have Secretary of State Frank LaRose with us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. You've been a busy, busy guy, I'll tell you. A lot of important things going on, right?
My grandfather had an old saying. He used to say, I'm as busy as a one-armed wallpaper hanger. That's how we feel at the Secretary of State's office lately. But we love the work, and we're dedicated to making sure every voice can be heard when it's time to have our election.
Yeah, and I guess that's probably the question that is out there. I mean, May 3rd primary is what we have set right now, but and you've directed the boards of elections to move forward in preparation. So where does all this stand right now?
Well, first of all, it's important to think about the timeline on this because this process should have begun last April, almost a year ago. Unfortunately, the Census Bureau was nearly a half year late in getting us the data. You just can't start drawing maps until you know where people live, because that's the whole point of this exercise, is to redraw the maps so that districts are the same population. We didn't get those that census data until August. The Redistricting Commission began its work. We passed maps that we thought were good. The court has told us a couple times that they didn't like our maps, and so we've gone back to the drawing board. But here we stand, in March. We have maps that have been approved by the Redistricting Commission for both state legislative and congressional districts. We believe that they comply with the Ohio Constitution. In fact, we hit the specific number that the Supreme Court told us. They wanted us to draw X number of Republican districts and X number of Democratic districts. So we got that done. And at this point, we had only one option at the Secretary of State's office. We don't set the date of the election, nor do I decide who's going to appear on the ballot. Well, the only lawful choice for me is to tell these boards of elections, hey, we've got an election to run May 3rd. That's what the law says. And we're moving forward to do that. Now, here's the thing to think about. Boards of elections all over Ohio are working incredibly hard right now. Late nights, early mornings, weekends, overtime, all of this, because we've given them about 3 months of work to do and only a month to do it. If anybody can pull this off, it's the hardworking, dedicated men and women who work in elections in Ohio. All bipartisan teams, mind you, in a time where in Washington it feels like Republicans and Democrats can't agree what day of the week it is, your Board of Elections and 87 others are Republicans and Democrats doing this incredibly hard work together.
Yeah, and we're 54 days away. And how long can we wait before, you know, you'd have to make some kind of a change or, lawmakers would have to make some sort of a change on when we actually hold the election?
Well, at this point, the General Assembly has made it clear that they don't intend to change the date of the election, that they're set on having it on May 3rd. We had asked them to consider that earlier last month, along with the elections officials from around the state. They made it clear that May 3rd is the date they want to have it. And so, you know, we're working to carry that out at this point. But here's the only thing that really could result in the date change, the date of the election changing. If, of course, a court decided at this point to invalidate the maps again. If that were to happen, it would be a logistical impossibility for those races to then be on the May 3rd ballot. We've made that clear to everyone involved. And so if there were to be another invalidation by the court or perhaps an action by the federal court, that could result in a delay of the election. But otherwise, I think, you know, we're counting on having a May 3rd election with the district maps that were approved over the last couple of weeks at the Ohio Redistricting Commission. One great tool for your listeners, Pam, our team put together and worked over the weekend to create a Find Your District tool. I know a lot of people want to know, what district do I live in for the state house, the state senate, or congressional races? And so that's available on the official Ohio Secretary of State website, voteohio.gov/districts. voteohio.gov/districts. That's the trusted source for information. Of course, those maps are subject to invalidation by the court, which is always the case. If those change, then we'll keep the latest maps posted up right there at that website.
Yeah, that's great information. Also, before I let you go, I want to ask you, because I saw this story a little earlier this morning about you going to the Ukraine and you observed their presidential election back in 2019. As you see what's happening there now, boy, what does that bring to mind for you?
Well, it's sobering in many ways. I've had the privilege of observing elections in other countries, and it makes me appreciate what we have here, for one. But it also shows you the power of free people to really have a positive impact on the future of their nation. That's what you see right now in Ukraine. It's a struggle of people who value democracy and freedom versus a violent dictator in Vladimir Putin who wants to steal terrain from his neighbor. He's got some fantasy about reconstructing the old Soviet Union. Clearly, we need to stand with the freedom fighters in Ukraine because these are people that share our values. They share the values that we have for free and fair elections and for trying to grow their economy in a peaceful way. And it's important that that we do more as a country to stand with Ukraine.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on this morning so much, and we'll stay in touch. We'll have you back again soon.
Hey, terrific. Thank you so much, Pam.